Professor Martin Cormacan, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome. You're the HSE's lead for infection control. The headline in the Irish Times this morning saying the government is bracing for another surge. Now, relative to many other countries in the EU, our case numbers are low. But are you worried that that's where we're headed?
We certainly need to be very careful. The numbers that we're looking at over the last couple of weeks are disappointing for all of us. We would all have hoped to be lower by now. It looks like we're pretty much stuck, possibly going back upwards a bit, and there is a real danger of another surge. So we're certainly all hoped, I think, to be in a better place by now than we are, but we have to deal with the reality of where we are, which is that we really need to be very careful.
Well, how real is that danger of another surge? Are you talking about the impact of days like Mother's Day and St. Patrick's Day, which we have to see yet?
Yeah, unfortunately, the two things that are working here is the nature of the virus, which tends to spread, and human nature, which is that we're social beings and that we like to come together. And that's very human and very understandable. But the more we come together, particularly the more we come together indoors, and the larger the numbers of people we meet, the faster the virus spreads. That's really hard because what's got us through so far is that people have put up with a great deal of isolation and loneliness, and have they borne it as necessary to control the virus. And unfortunately, it's still necessary because the new strain does seem to spread faster than the one we were used to, and that makes everything harder and makes it harder for everyone.
And when you say more people are coming together indoors, what are you seeing about where the infections are taking place?
Well, I speaking in general terms there, that just saying that if people come together indoors, then we're going to see more spread. If people come together at all, there's a risk of spread. The risk is greater indoors. But if people come together, if they come close to each other, if they have contact with each other, that gives the virus an opportunity to spread. What we can see is that, and I think everybody can see this, is that the vast majority of people are trying really hard and are doing their best to keep to the restrictions as much of the time as they possibly can. There are some people who are less careful, and I suppose we continue to appeal to them and to explain to them that the risk that they're taking is not just a risk for them. The risk that they're taking is a risk for everyone that they know and care about, that they might see in the 2 weeks after they take those risks. So I think sometimes people think maybe that they want to take a risk for themselves, but I'd say that the piece that maybe they don't always realise is that every vulnerable person that they meet after that, they're taking that risk to them as well.
But what is happening out there? We've been in level 5 since after Christmas, and yet there is a concern that the numbers are going in the wrong direction. What is coming back through contact tracing and test and trace that is showing you where the infections are taking place?
Well, the infections are taking place in quite a number of different places, and that's to be expected, I suppose, for where people come together. We have to look at then at what are the situations that are most important to us. We know that there's a risk wherever people come together, and some things are so important that we have to continue to do them. We're at the moment, what we're seeing is that the situation in hospitals has improved, the situation in schools is stable, and we are seeing spread in certain workplaces, and we're seeing spread in certain other settings where people come together, and particularly in situations where people forget to keep to the restrictions.
What other settings? Are you talking about houses? Because I think the HSE's lead on test and trace was on This Week a couple of weeks ago, and she mentioned birthday parties, that people were actually having birthday parties inside their homes, and then other things like wakes.
Yeah, these are the kind of situations, and unfortunately the virus, it makes no difference to the virus whether it's a wake or a birthday party. If people come together, the virus will spread in that opportunity. And even though from a human point of view we all understand why people feel these events are very important to them, and they are a huge risk to all of us, and so we have to continue to ask people to do the best they can to hold with the restrictions to get us through the period. We all expect that the vaccine is going to make things a lot better for us as we get through this year, so there is hope, and the vaccine has already made a huge difference. I heard on the program earlier that, you know, the fact that we're now beginning to see a bit more visiting in nursing homes, so we are seeing that the vaccine is protecting the people who've had and completed their vaccination course. But that's a very small number, and the amount of vaccine that we've done so far is not enough to slow the spread of the virus in the general community. So what we're left with for now, for the immediate time, is that same difficult restrictions that we've had that have got us so far. And you know, January, as many people know, was an extraordinarily difficult month in the in the healthcare system. We got through it thanks to the commitment of people who are working on the front line.
But an awful lot of people died in January.
But I think also thanks to the they did. But I think the other thing that's really important is that what got us through January was the commitment of the people who made the sacrifice over Christmas and New Year to keep themselves to themselves, to keep their distance. What got us through January was not only the commitment, as I say, in the work of the front line, but also the home front of the people who kept that commitment to what was a really hard thing to do through Christmas in January, and people stuck with it, and that got us through.
The government says that the mandatory quarantine will come into effect this week. From your perspective, infection control, should all passengers arriving from every country be asked to go into a hotel for a period of time? Does it make sense to you to have some people coming into the country and not being asked to do that?
With all of these situations, I think that there's a difficult issue about balancing risk. And everything that we do has to be proportionate. And those judgments are sometimes difficult. And the current approach is to look at those countries which appear to represent the greatest risk and to concentrate on those and to keep that list under continuous review. And that's a reasonable approach because, of course, the risk is, the big risk with travellers is with travellers coming into the country, the big risk that we're looking at there is that somebody might bring in a variant that will be harder for us to control. So I think the approach that's been taken is reasonable. It's a proportionate approach. And it is an ongoing issue of looking at that decision all the time and deciding is the list of countries as complete as it needs to be?
Yeah, because at the moment there's only one EU country on that list and it's Austria. Would you expect, given that the case numbers across the EU are rising, would you expect that list to expand and to include other EU countries?
Well, the main concern for me about people coming into the country is whether they're coming from a country where there's a high chance that there's going to be a variant of the virus that will prove harder for us to control. So more than if they're coming from a country that's looking at what is mainly the same type of virus as we already have, then the risk in that situation is lower. The main concern is about people coming from places where there's a risk that they might bring to us a virus that the vaccine doesn't work so well against. That's the biggest single risk. And the approach that's been taken is to try to identify those countries that are the greatest risk for that and to try to manage the risk around those countries where that risk is greatest. And that's a reasonable approach. It is all of these decisions that are being made are trying to balance the risks between the fact that people have to live and we have to control the virus and the decisions about travel from other countries and the decisions about how we live our lives, opening schools. All of those decisions are all about balancing risks, trying to make sure that we are able to live and do the things that are most important to us, but with the lowest possible level of risk.
Thank you very much indeed, Professor Martin Cormacan, HSE Lead for Infection Control. It's 8:22.